Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle trade expected to remain quiet today, with the focus moving back to a more typical trading pattern seen before the packer reductions caused by COVID-19. There is still an opportunity for the trade this week. Given the recent discount in cash markets to the futures trade, it appears that packers are much less aggressive to secure cattle early in the week, with the expectation that there are plenty of cattle available as the backlog of market-ready cattle remains a significant factor through the next couple of months. Nearby hog futures expected to trade in a narrowly mixed range this morning, with widespread follow-through support during the first day of the week, leading to spillover buying in several contracts. While limited but noticeable selling pressure could develop across the complex in July and August futures trade, nearby hog futures continue to struggle with the large backlog of market-ready hogs available to packers and the inability to consistently push wholesale pork prices higher during the month of July. Wheat markets were mixed overnight, with winter wheat contracts mostly lower, while spring wheat posted small gains. Wheat was a reluctant follower higher of corn and soybeans on Monday and should remain so moving forward. The production and supply story is very clearly an issue with row crops, but not so much wheat, as harvest crosses the halfway point in the U.S. and most other northern hemisphere producers seem content with crop size. After early gains in the overnight open, corn prices have slipped lower, giving up all of yesterday's gains and a bit more. Some consolidation or even correction of the recent move is completely warranted, especially as weather forecasts continue to unfold. The technical handbook would suggest consolidation after a rally should lead to a breakout higher, with measurements based on the length of the preceding rally. And in similar fashion to corn, the soy complex has given up gains at the open to produce decent losses, led by soybean oil. Malaysian palm oil was down over a percentage point overnight, adding pressure to vegetable oils. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, on our livestock, August live cattle up 70 cents yesterday, $100.10. October up 125 at 103.92. August feeder cattle up 127, 136.15. September up 137, 137.22. August hogs up 7 cents, 49.27. Kansas City wheat, September up 4.5, 438.5. December up 4.75 at 451.5. Chicago wheat, September up 1.25, 493.25. December is up 1.25 at 501. September corn up 3 cents, 346.5. December is up 2.75 at 356.25. August soybeans up 7.25, 898.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.